was terrible conflict. Screaming and ranting and raving at those meetings. Sam Turner was the chairman of the Wayne County Board of Commissioners at the time, and there was, I remember, one ongoing tug of war was had to do with who would pay for and run the Detroit House of Correction under the new system. And the mayor had very strong feelings about that and expressed them most colorfully in meetings of the whole group of people. I can't say that I watched the air turn color in front of me, but it seemed like it did.
Well, everybody had a chance to do that on this recent ABC television.
That's right. But it was the result was the establishment of a court system down here that works. And is, it might have been done differently. It might have been done with by somebody else in a more efficient way, but maybe not. The point of it is, Tom Cavanaugh used to say to us at the conference when we were worrying about administrative matters, or forms of government, let fools contend, whatever works, works, was the way he would corrupt that literary figure. But it works here, and it was a rich experience for me to have contributed to it administratively. And the only reason I think it's useful to advert to it here, and I'm not addressing the details of it because I don't think that's of any interest to our readers, is to point out that the business of the Supreme Court having a constitutional responsibility to superintend the judiciary is not just lingo. It is, in the event, is translated into an enormously broad spectrum of administrative activity. It means that the justices are not only hearing arguments, deciding cases, and writing opinions, and in that way developing the common law. It also means that they're involved in a broad range of administrative and supervisory undertakings. I've adverted earlier to the business of the rulemaking for all the courts and for some agencies, and the business of responding to the governor and the legislature when they wish to have advisory opinions. It also means that the court is concerned with budgetary matters. It means the discipline of the bench and the bar is the responsibility of the court. And the procedural fashion in which the justice is administered in the biggest urban courts in the state down to the smallest rural areas are all responsibilities of the Supreme Court. And this was a classic example of a justice being asked to hang up the robe for most of the hours of the day for a year and to get involved in matters of municipal finance, the power politics of city versus state, the distribution of tax funds, the allocation of resources here, real estate problems, locating a court system, designing courtrooms. It was a rich experience for me, and I can't say that I'd do it all the same if I did it over, but I think it worked.